Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, George Gerken. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jameson out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind strikes out. Two outs. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop bunts towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fonseca moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. Fonseca moves to third. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Gherkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gherkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Gherkin strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off Cobb. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hauser for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summa for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hale bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to third. Miller moves to second. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley is walked intentionally. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Gherkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gherkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Gherkin strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca strikes out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran bunts towards the mound. Hudlin juggles the ball. That's an error on Hudlin. Hauser moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Hauser scores. Cochran moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to third. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Hodapp moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. George Burns pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is hit by the pitch. Sewell moves to second. Ed Montague pinch runs for George Burns. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Montague moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 3 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Montague scores. Jameson moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. George Gherkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gherkin is 0 for 3 in the game. Gherkin bunts towards the mound. Grove fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jameson moves to third. Lind moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to home to get Jameson. Lind moves to third. Gherkin moves to second. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Bain now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Cobb moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hauser strikes out. There goes Cobb. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jameson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-3 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lind strikes out. One out. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gerken strikes out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Gerken settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop tags and moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Mickey Cochran. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.